This is Freedom ERP with another member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com. In reply to Justin Oldham's reply 17, introducing Justin Oldham, the hidden politics of economic decline. As usual, Justin, a great podcast. Always like what you've got to say. Always make a point of listening. So if anyone else is listening to this and you've not listened to anything of Justin's, I recommend you go to www.AboveTopSecret.com. Click on podcasts and then search for the name Justin Oldham and download some of his podcasts. Anyway, Justin, wanted to come back to you on a couple of points you made in your podcast about the economic decline. I suppose one of the things I would sort of push back on you a little bit is that, you know, the cause of economic decline, and you can turn around and say, well, the politicians haven't managed the economy properly. They've probably had their eye on other things, particularly say in the US since 9/11. But I have to turn around and say, I think economic decline, if you want to call it that, and I think it's probably quite interesting to just sort of define what people mean by economic decline. And I suppose it's one of the key things that people use here, and it's the term recession. And certainly in the UK and across the world, the definition of recession can be regarded as two quarters where the economy does not grow, so negative growth. Now, potentially, I think the US could be some of the way to what's defined as a recession. I think we have to analyze some of the reasons for the recession. And I think you have to go back potentially 10, 15 years and say the reason for the recession, and potentially it's going to be a downturn across the world, and you could argue about what has caused some of that downturn, but I just want to really focus on the recession part of it, is because we've all wanted cheap goods. We've all wanted to be able to buy electronics, consumer goods, clothes, even food to a degree, and we've wanted to buy them as cheaply as we possibly can. So we've been quite happy for manufacturing jobs to go abroad, because the people who want to supply us, they want to make money. So basically, they're sort of saying, well, how can I make money as cheaply as possible? The best way I can make money as cheaply as possible is to make the goods as cheaply as possible. Hence, that's why we see so many manufacturing jobs have left not only, say, Europe, the first world, but also North America. They've gone abroad to low-cost economies where even if you add in the freight costs, it's still cheaper to manufacture them in the Far East, in India, in China, in all these countries. So I somehow think for recession, we almost have to blame ourselves in the fact that we wanted cheap goods. That said, you sort of said in your podcast was that the politicians would use this as a reason to maybe enshrine more legislation. And I think you've almost got to take away the hype and the issues following 9/11 and the Patriot Act, in that that was something so heavy, so unique, so new that no one had ever seen it. I just sort of think that with the recession stuff, I just don't see how they're actually going to get away with this. How are they actually going to be able to enshrine this? And I absolutely accept your point that, you know, how many people are actually keeping an eye on our elected representatives to say, what are they doing? What are they trying to put forward? But I still just can't see what they're actually going to do. You know, you sort of talked about maybe the US might be becoming more of a managed economy, maybe much more in line with what was going on in the Eastern Bloc, a much more, let's call it a communist or a left-leaning view here. I just can't see that big business in the US, which is, you know, funding and payrolling all these politicians, is actually going to allow that to happen. You're not going to be getting some of the huge multinationals in the US and across the world who are going to be told, potentially by the US government, these are the 10 goods, 10 types of coffee, for example, that can be sold in the US. People are just going to take that to court. And I just wonder, are the people of North America so, let's be brutal here, Justin, stupid that they're actually going to allow their elected officials to actually put some of that legislation through? Now, I'm sure you and I can have a very long argument about, you know, the cleverness of the electorate. But I sort of just fundamentally just think there is going to be some ripple of this one, and people are going to find it hard. I think people are finding it hard already, but I just don't think that our politicians, shockingly, have got the brain power to put legislation forward. And I just can't see what legislation they would want to put forward. And again, if we look at the US, I just can't see you moving to a more left-wing socialist, even marginal communist economy where the government dictate what can and cannot be made. I just think it's just not going to happen, Justin, I don't believe. And I think we have to turn around and say, we are to blame for any downturn in the economy in the first world. We wanted the cheap goods. We've had to enjoy it. We now have to take benefit of what's happened. But now we have to look and say, woo, what's happening in the future? That's what we have to really suck up and realize, that we're paying the price for things in the past. The other thing I would sort of just question a little bit, Justin, is the thing that doom and gloom, as people have been saying, there's been a downturn since, you know, it's 20 years, 25 years. Yeah, you're right, and I've been hearing that as well, that people say it's going to downturn. But I think you have to look at economies in long terms, 20, 25 year cycles, and think, even if we do have a recession now, even if it does actually class itself as a recession, I just don't think that the low of this recession will be lower than where we started from, say, maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago. So I actually think that over a 20, 25 year cycle, typically economies grow. They continue to expand. And I'm sure one of the things this will do, it may encourage people to actually do something strange. And I can remember when I was much younger, there was certainly a campaign made in England. I know there are campaigns in the US, made in the US. A recession of some sorts may actually be good for some of the first world economies, because it may make people realize that I have a choice to make. I can either buy cheap goods and I can buy them, they're manufactured in China, or I can turn around and say, no, I actually want to buy goods that are manufactured in my home country, so that we keep an economic base. Anyway, coming on 7 minutes, just wanted to put those words to you, Justin. And this has been Freedom ERP with a member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com.